Good morning, I'm Marilyn Smith. We're taking a look at the Columbus restaurant scene on All Sides Weekend. Joining me this morning, Rich Terapak, who does reviews here at WOSU, along with Steve Stover, who writes for Edible Columbus magazine. The Daily Reporter reports today, which is not easy to say, that the number of local chain restaurants in the area has grown in the last year or so, while independent eateries has dropped a little bit. I guess that's to be expected.
Sure. I think the I'm not close enough to the mic. Actually, there's still a bunch of things popping up, and I was kind of surprised by that the independent eateries have dropped because, if we, you know, as we've noted on prior shows, we've got things coming in downtown, which is risky but great, and they're all independents. I guess when you have just so many chain restaurants who want to come to this market because it's a great test market, et cetera, you know, you're always going to have more chains than you do the independents. But I know we've got at least 50 members now of Dine Originals, which is an organization.
Oh, close to 60, I think.
Yeah. So it's, you know, I think they're still doing fine. And we certainly are all about supporting them. I was glad to see that some of the local restaurants, and they're expanding a little bit, whether you count a chain or not. I was glad to see Graffiti Burger is getting healthy, or sort of, with some of their new additions.
And why were you thrilled about that?
Just because I wanted an excuse to go to Graffiti Burger and get a burger. Pretend
well,
that I got something.
Cheeseburger salad. Yeah. I thought that was really quite cool.
Yeah.
But. Well, and I think people go to the chains, and the chains advertise. And so I think that's – it breaks my heart, though, to go to the State Fair and see people lined up at Wendy's, which I love. But when there are all those
local.
Wonderful – you know, right, but there are all these wonderful other options, and I hope people will try them. And hopefully we can talk about Dine Originals a little bit today, because they have their Taste of Dine Originals on May 10th at Capital University, and all 50 – or more of the local Dine Originals restaurants will have booths and be doing food, and they have wineries, and it's a great event, and we want to be sure to support that. I mean, I think the
last year was the first year that I was able to attend. It was on the Whittier Peninsula.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In a lovely, lovely setting, but it was a very warm April day.
Yeah, the Audubon Center, as I recall.
And I don't think there was any air conditioning.
There was. But it was so warm and so many people and so crowded that it just overpowered. And also they had, you know, various heating elements for the cooking going
on. Well, that's true. And lots of them.
But the good news, it's moving to the Capital University Fieldhouse.
Yeah.
Which will be huge and be plenty of room.
And lots of parking.
Noting 50 restaurants, 30 wineries, microbrewers, the local distillers that have been in the news so much today. In fact, it was announced that there's a change that will permit them to do tasting. So I think that's pretty exciting. If you're interested, DineOriginalsColumbus.com, and there'll be tickets available online as early as next week.
It's a great way to sample all of these. Everybody comes out and does their best, and they always have high quality product to serve.
But most importantly, we want to support the local restaurants, Columbus born and bred, that are doing the great things. All the food from scratch, making their own breads, sourcing their food locally. So I think I'm passionate about Dine Originals, and I want to support them in any way we can.
I went to one that what. I guess it is not a chain, but it's the second iteration of this restaurant, the first one being in Dayton, and that's a place on East Main Street between 3rd and 4th, and it's the old brownstone, and it's called Sidebar. We were there last Friday and had a delightful meal. We went early before a performance at the Great Southern, which is a perfect thing to do because it's only a block and a half away. It's a unique concept in that the bar is something special for them. The bar is done in a manner that they try to replicate pre-prohibition cocktails. They even make their own Angostura bitters, or at least bitters. And it's it is cool, and it was fun, and it was crowded. Of course, it was happy hour as well. But the food, which they claim is on small plates or are small plates, there's just a lot of food on that plate, and for a very good bargain. And the quality of what we had was terrific.
What did you have?
I had a beet salad with some goat cheese and then a kind of cream dressing over top. It must have been half dozen beats. It was huge.
How much?
I'm exaggerating, but it's probably $7 or $7.95. Yeah. And then I had, it's Friday, I had seared tuna, and it was terrific. I had medallions, probably, a quarter of an inch thick, probably six of them with a little seaweed salad. Again, very reasonable. It was good.
Who are the people? You know?
I don't know who they are.
Do we know anything about the chef?
Other than they're from Dayton. Do not. And I ask, the waiter didn't have much to offer in that regard, didn't know much about
wines. Do they have a wine list?
Yeah, they have a very nice wine list, and it was reasonable as well. We got a Syrah.
Steve's taken over.
He's a pretty good interviewer.
I was just curious.
They had a bunch of wines in the $20 to $25 range. We got a nice Malbec for I think $22 or $23.
You know, tuna and all these lovely fish have become so tasty and are prepared so well in these restaurants that you're hardly giving anything up anymore by giving up meat on Friday for Lent.
Yeah, you're right. Whoopee, we get to eat seared tuna. It was great.
So, and in the interest of our audience who's asked often that we repeat the name of these restaurants and their location, it's Sidebar.
Sidebar. It's on the north side of Main Street between 3rd and 4th.
Where the
brownstone used to be. They have valet parking, and it's very accessible. They also have, we didn't take advantage of it, but they also have a jazz group that plays in kind of a basement stone cellar that they've got. We went to once before when it was the brownstone, and I think it's probably the same kind of thing going on, which is really entertaining. Mix that with the Prohibition cocktails, and you got something going.
We're talking about food and restaurants with our reviewers, Rich Terapak and Steve Stover, who's joining us today. And our number is 292-8513 if you'd like to contribute. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. And Sidebar is one of a handful of new restaurants that's opened in the downtown
area.
Yeah,
we've got 229 on the Miracle Mile, as it were, the mayor's favorite walk along the river, which is down by Bicentennial Park.
And people are raving about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's good. It's got a great view.
De novo. And they're right across from the Old City Center. And note that a lot of these were listed in the Columbus Monthly's top 10 new restaurants. T. Murray's down mm-hmm. south of downtown in the just south of the brewery district.
And also down there is the Explorers Club.
Oh, yeah.
Just there yesterday. It is terrific. Had a wonderful BLT and some beef barley soup. But the person I was having lunch with got their salad, and it was so huge. I mean, it was a lot of steamed vegetables and things, and a double order of chicken, I think. It was so big, she ate half of it and had to take the other half home. It was gigantic.
I love the Explorers yeah. Club. Also downtown, and new and notable, which I haven't been to, Market 65, which is by the Hyatt, or formerly the Hyatt, now the Sheraton, right at the corner of State and 3rd. And they're doing a lot of local sourcing. It's sort of more like a little cafe thing. And
I've been there.
They do wraps and salads.
A very good quality product. The stuff that they're putting in the salads is all local sourced and fresh, and it's a generous portion. They're open, I think, till early evening. So if you want to do a takeout from downtown, I'd recommend it.
Mojo Lounge, a second Mojo Lounge. South, I think it's in the Lazarus building.
Yep. Corner of town and Highland.
All this new downtown, and then close enough to downtown, the Two Fish Bistro, one of the Die-O restaurants.
And that's
side
on the cap,
by side
isn't
with
it?
Red. I think it's a little north of that. But
Two Fish.
Also, all this is happening, so note that a lot of them are smaller, locally owned, not the big fancy schmancy $1 million openings, and that's I think a big trend, is that we're moving toward smaller, often chef owned places that people can afford to open, and then they can grow into it.
Actually, I think I made a mistake. I think Two Fish may have opened at the corner of Buttles,
yeah,
and High Street across.
Isn't there
from
a restaurant called
Black
Red
Olive?
Yeah, all of those are owned by the same guy. His name is Die-O. He started with Shoku on Grandview Avenue across from Spaggio.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had a place called Typhoon, which was near the North Market,
Spruce,
but just closed fairly recently. Yeah. But he's also got this thing called Red, which is side by side or behind the Two Fish Bistro, the Black Olive, and soon to open something called Sweet Onion, which I don't know much more about other than it's supposed to be a burger and barbecue joint by the same guy. So he's sort of
he's a very creative guy.
Expanding his empire.
He does all the interior stuff himself as well, designs it.
And these are all different foods.
Yeah, mostly they're Asian. I think Two Fish is sort of
an burgers
Asian
and fries
thing.
Sounds American to me.
And the same with Black Olive, which is sort of semi-Middle Eastern.
292-8513. We're talking about food and restaurants. If you'd like to join the conversation, been talking about a number of new restaurants downtown. And, Steve, you brought up a number of pizza places, kind of high-end pizza places have opened in and around downtown.
What a thrill. I mean, to see the new, we call it a boomlet of pizzas because we're seeing them. They're all made from scratch. They all have really fabulous crust.
They have the Harvest, the one, a new one in German Village right off of Livingston on 4th.
And how's parking down there?
There's parking available on the street. It's always German Village. It's always a little bit of a challenge, but it's worth the drive and the chance of finding a parking space. They have their own wood-fired oven in which they make the pizzas. The crust, I think, comes from Omega, the artisan.
Wow, that's place. Pretty good provenance for their crust.
Yeah, well, but it isn't big enough to throw dough around, quite frankly. The kitchen's pretty tiny.
But they do a great job with lots of different options.
Lots of different options, some good salads. They've got a little tiny bar. They have now that the weather's turned into summertime all of a sudden, they've got an outdoor seating area that's really, really pleasant.
Well, I wonder if all these restaurateurs were ready for summer in March, because in the case of Bazzi Italia, for example, it doubles, maybe even triples, that restaurant's capacity for seating when the patio's open, and they have to hire more people and certainly order more food and prepare more food. I don't know if anybody was quite ready for this.
Maybe not, but I bet they're happy. Rich and I and our wives have eaten outside twice this week, and Mary and I a total of 4 times. So it is, I think it's just fabulous. And, you know, the bugs aren't here yet. It's really a good thing.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm afraid the tide will turn. But going back to the pizza, you've been to Element, haven't you, Marilyn?
I have not
yet
been to Element.
I thought you'd been there. But it's down at the corner of 3rd and Chestnut.
It's where the Plug Nickel used to be.
It's a little place, not very fancy schmancy, but the pizzas are really good, and you can take them to go. I hope people will try them and support them because they do a very good job, and it's sort of a highly trafficked part of North Downtown.
Well,
so
what is highly trafficked downtown? I mean, this restaurant opened just before spring construction season or winter construction season on the freeway, and everybody's complaining about getting downtown.
Gosh. Yeah, yes. Yeah. That did hurt, not being able to exit off of 670.
But, of course, they do have street traffic.
And speaking of interesting places, there's a place called Bono, which we've moved a little bit out of the Short North. It's on Northwest Boulevard where the Crozier is. And it's so funny. It's in the back of a convenience store, and it's maybe 8 by 12 or 8 by 15.
And they do have a wood-fired stove there.
Mm-hmm.
And
in this tiny room.
And I think it's 3 pizzas for $25, or they're $10 a piece.
$10 a piece, whatever the ingredients. What did you have?
Yes.
A pizza.
I took advantage of the 3 pizza offering because my husband would eat pizza for breakfast, lunch, and dinner if he could, and on occasion has. I don't remember. It's probably been a year or so ago, and they were terrific, I can tell you that.
There's not a ton of stuff on it. You're not going to get the loaded pizzas, but they're artisan baked crust, and it's in the Italian manner with, you know, a sampling of stuff, but you also want to taste the dough, and they're wood-fired. I had one coming home from an Ohio State basketball game, and I said, you know, don't overdo it or whatever. He said, don't worry, because I'll wait till you get there, because it takes 2 minutes in this super hot wood-fired oven to make them. But they're really good.
They are terrific, and it seemed to me that they put fresh herbs on top after they came out of the oven. So some fresh
basil. Clever Crow in the North Market is doing good things.
Right, right. One slice is a meal there.
And even in Bexley, Rich, there's Anthony's.
Anthony's
not new.
Anthony's been around for a long time, but Jim Douglas has taken it over in the last 3 years, I believe. Does his own dough, and it's also terrific. It's a blessing to Capital University students because it's on Pleasant Ridge, right across from right south of Main Street, and across from Capital University. He's there all the time. His son helps him. It's a family matter, and it's really quite good.
Very good. Chewy crust.
And we'll take a short break here. We'll be back for our conversation about food and restaurants here on All Sides Weekend, talking with Rich Terebeck and Steve Stover.
This week, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me gets on the Hunger Games bandwagon. Instead of quizzing our panelists about the week's news, we'll make them all fight to the death for your amusement. Also, we won't feed them before the show for extra hungriness. I'm Peter Sagal. Join us for the dystopian news quiz on this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is here Monday, Saturday morning, starting at 11 o'clock on 89.7 NPR News. As far as the weather for central Ohio goes, cloudy with a chance of isolated showers throughout the day. The high should be about 75 degrees. Rain likely tonight with an overnight low of 58. Then on Saturday, a chance of rain will decrease, but the temperature will decrease as well. Cooler tomorrow with a high of about 68 degrees. And by tomorrow night, still a chance of rain and the low 52 degrees and lower temperatures all the way through for the next several days until the middle of next week, actually. Currently, at our studios here on the OSU campus, we have 68 degrees and cloudy skies.
And we're back on All Sides Weekend. I'm Marilyn Smith. We're talking with Rich Terebeck and Steve Stover about food and restaurants here in Columbus. And we left off there with Anthony's pizza place and Bexley. And it seems to me not too long ago we had a caller from Waverly, I want to say, in southern Ohio, who made special trips to drive up here just to go to Anthony's
Pizza. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great.
Well, we're so
good for you, Jim.
We have like the Rotolo's chain, but a couple others that people might know about. There's one called the Yellow Brick Pizza in Old Town East, mm-hmm. which is right across the street or close to the Angry Baker and not far from Black Creek Bistro, which has gotten a lot of good notice.
Really and, unique stuff, and they've got probably more beers on tap than any other place in town.
You could swing by there on your way
home.
It's right on the way. And then I don't know about this one, but someone mentioned Brooklyn Pizza in Powell as being pretty good. That's out of the ambit of my life.
Out of the orbit of your life.
That's right.
292-8513. You can email us at allsides@wosu.org. And as I said, we're talking about food and restaurants. In addition to new restaurants downtown, we've talked about this a couple of times. There's a new Hills Market going in.
Mm-hmm. Grant, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. Right near...
Grant and Gay, I think. Yeah. Near... Liz's new place, the Tiki Bar.
Tiki Bar that's coming. You've heard about that,
mm-hmm.
Marilyn.
Yeah.
That they're going to. Oh, that's right. And they're also going to have cooking classes, as well as all the market stuff. And it's very close to Columbus College of Art and Design. It's sort of the what's that district called now?
Arts District, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's it. Yeah, and you know it's got all the new condominium life on Gay Street that is. I think the Edwards Company is putting in, and it's getting a neighborhood, which is terrific. And it's also terrific for those of us who live east. You can drive by it on the way home and pick up
some
prepared
dinner.
Well,
because the only existing Hills Market is up in Mount Air. It's mm-hmm. it's quite a haul for anybody who lives downtown or on the east side.
And they've got wonderful things, lots of prepared foods.
And lots of local things.
Right, and things that you can't find other places.
Yeah, and it's so great that they're doing it. None of the major grocery chains will move into a neighborhood unless the demographics within 2 miles would are at a certain level, so they're taking a little bit of a risk, but we're really grateful for it, and I think they'll be fine. There are, after all, 21,000 students at Columbus State.
And how is the Kroger in the brewery district doing?
I think it's doing real well.
Because the brewery district is sort of quiet down there now. And
yeah, but it's kind of behind. Cladow's, I guess, on South Front is probably the best way to describe it. It has great produce, a lot of prepared foods. Has a big. I go down there at lunchtime sometimes. If I have to pick something up, I also have lunch down there. They have an enclosed area that is just outside of the grocery part where they have many tables set up, several TVs to watch basketball games, a bar. They have wine tastings. They have a jazz group that plays on Friday, even at lunchtime. it's quite something. And you know, and again, the I think the German village community will support it, and they've got lots of good things in the butcher shop and in the fish case. So. It's quite good.
292-8513, where Katie is joining us this morning. Hi.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I was listening to the program earlier. I listen to you guys every time you do, you know, your food talk, and I have never heard you guys give a shout out to Bono's Pizza before, and I just wanted to second that. They are amazing. The food is incredible. It is so fresh. Peggy and her husband, I think his name is Dave or Dan, are the owners. And when you go in, I mean, they make you feel like you are in their kitchen at home. It is so wonderful. We used to eat there when it was up in Kilborne, Ohio. You had to take 3 B's and a K, like north of 3637 all the way into Kilborne.
Wow.
And then they tried to relocate into Grandview. And I think that they had a little bit of trouble with the zoning and stuff. And so now, like you guys said, they're in that. You know, you're going into like a convenience slash like liquor and wine store, and then here they are on the other side of this like metal gate, and it is the smallest little hole in the wall, but it is a treasure. I love them and I love their food. I really wanted to thank you guys for recommending them. They're absolutely amazing.
I think that it has come up from time to time, but not as often as other places. But you're right. I did feel it was like I walked into a place where people already knew me. They were that friendly.
It's so cute.
I've got to try it. I've tried it. They open at lunch?
When they were up in Kilborne, I think that they had sort of like a problem with their landlord or something like that, so they eventually had to leave. And we had this huge going away party for them where they blew up the eviction notice. I mean, it was like 8 feet tall and 4 feet wide. And we partied, and they made food for everyone, and we drank wine, and everybody's, like, signing it and putting notes on it, like, Peggy, Dan, we're going to miss you guys so much. The food is amazing. We gave them our email addresses. I mean, they are really, truly just two amazing people. Last time I went there, he sat down at our table and told us this anecdotal, very funny story about running into Billy Bob Thornton and cooking for him and recommending that he go to this party, which is where he ended up meeting the woman that he screwed around with behind Angelina Jolie's back. I mean, these people are just, they're amazing. They're hilarious. They've got the best stories. And the food is really incredible.
Well, great. So, thank you. Thanks.
Well, thank you guys for recommending it. I really appreciate you giving them a shout out. They are wonderful.
And
thanks,
she's right.
For your call
it's
today.
No larger than a kitchen. It's really
exactly.
About 10 by 10.
Yeah, it is tiny. All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Katie. 292-8513. And Tony is joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to Cafe Apropos, which is on the corner of West 3rd and Michigan, in sort of the Grandview, Harrison West.
Haven't been there yet.
Yeah, they've got a really nice outdoor seating patio. But the really nice thing about them is they've got quite a few wines. They have a little wine boutique. And they've got a really interesting happy hour. Every Tuesday and Thursday, for instance, between 4 and 8, they have you get a 9-inch pizza, two items, and a beer for $7, which I think
now you're talking.
Yeah, it's a heck of a deal. The other thing is they don't have a corking piece. You can come in and buy any bottle of wine there and sit with your friends. I mean, for instance, you get 4 glasses of wine out of each bottle. So if you buy a $10 bottle of wine, man, that's $2.50. A glass.
And it takes care of me.
Tell us, it's cheaper than iced tea. Yeah, it's great.
Tell us what else is on the menu, Tony. Yeah. I go by there on my way home, and it always seems to be full. I think they've got Wi-Fi. People are sitting in there with their computers.
Indeed, yeah. There's but, you know, you can usually find a seat, and outdoor seating now is going to makes it more, you know, available. So. But they have other things. They have hot sandwiches, panini. They have bagels and muffins and scones, that kind of stuff. But they also, like I say, every day it seems like they have some kind of a happy hour. I know on Mondays between 4 and 8 they have, I want to say it's a chicken sandwich and a beer for, I think, $6.
So everything comes with a beer, huh?
Well, I guess if you'd get it without the beer, but...
why would you?
Same price.
Well, the really interesting thing, too, is that I find fascinating is it's not just a... It's not just a little tavern. It's actually like a European espresso bar to the core. They roast their own coffee there.
Wow. Wow. Are they open just for dinner, or is it a lunch and dinner place?
They're open early in the morning and till late at night, I guess from, 7 or 8 o'clock a.m. until 11 or 12 o'clock p.m.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
There are a number of... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying it's a neat little place.
Thanks very much for your call. There are a number of places. There's Harrison and Third, which took the place of, it used to be the old Nani's years and years ago.
Oh, my. Okay.
And Cafe Apropos, and then Katrina's. I think that's the way you say
it. Zeno's still holds forth in that area.
Yes, Zeno's is ever popular.
Still fighting the Smokies. Dick Allen. He's really a character, so
there are a number of little places and more shops opening up in that area. 292-8513, we're talking about food and restaurants with our critics, Rich Terapak, and Steve Stover is joining us as well. And Amy is on the line. Hi, Amy.
Hi. I just wanted to add to the pizza discussion. I really wanted to give a shout-out to Brooklyn Pizza that you had mentioned because it's like authentic New York pizza, where the kind where you get the slice and you fold it in half and you don't eat it with a fork and knife like Donald Trump does. So it's really, really good, and the folks are from New York, and so it's delicious pizza. But
where is it?
It is in Powell. It's just north of the center of town in a little plaza where the there's a barbecue place and that. So it's, I forget the name of the street, but it's just like one block north, about approximately from where.
Well, it must be Liberty, isn't it?
What?
Isn't it Liberty? Liberty
isn't
Street?
Main drag?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's on Liberty. It's there's a street just off of Liberty.
Okay.
That it's on. But there's a plaza there. So it's one block north of like Liberty and Powell Road.
Okay. Well, that would be. Go ahead.
Oh, God, I was just going to say something to add to the nomad behavior of Bono Pizza. They were actually, for a little while before, I think they went to Grandview, in Scioto Bait and Grocery, which is a little tiny place on Home Road.
Scioto Bait and Grocery.
Well, you know where the juvenile detention center is. It was right there. And I believe he has his own style of wood fire oven. And he had it in the parking lot of this place, and that's what got him into trouble because of zoning or safety or whatever, and so they couldn't continue there. But, again, another small place, but the pizza was excellent.
Well, I think that they were in the Short North for a short period of time, open maybe in Elena's Bakery at night or someplace else.
Rigsby's Bakery. I think they were in, weren't they with Elena Christini for a little while?
I don't know.
Somebody was making pizza in there for a while.
Yeah, I think that was him. So he's finally found a home, though, closer. I think it's at Chambers in Chesapeake.
That's it.
Right at the end of...
Well, I hope he stays put so we can find him. The nomadic Bono.
Well, he certainly dominated this conversation. I hope that he still has some pizza left by the time we get there. Thanks so much for your call, Amy.
You're welcome.
292-8513, and one of the items that I promoted for the open of the show was this 85-year-old woman in North Dakota, Marilyn Haggerty. Apparently, he's been writing restaurant reviews out there for years and years and years. Reviewed the Olive Garden, which came to Grand Forks, and gave it a very, very nice review. And it caused a furor in the foodie world, shook up everybody. She then had an appearance on the Today Show. She got so much publicity for this. And she was absolutely mystified by, you know, all the hype.
It's good for her, and there's probably not a lot in Grand Fork, and maybe it's the best thing going. And she probably likes garlic breadsticks. I don't know.
Well, I think it's also about telling people what's there, telling people what the restaurant has. And so, in Grand Fork, it's probably very helpful. And when we've done reviews, we haven't been doing it as much to criticize, but to inform people. Let people know what places are, what places there are, what they do well, what they do from scratch and stuff like that. So hooray for Ms. Haggerty.
Well, know. And typically we don't review chain restaurants, national chain restaurants.
Yeah, because the menu is dictated by somebody in Texas or California or New York. It's the same everywhere, so it doesn't really show off much of the talent of the people in the kitchen, and that's what we like to feature.
But it's just amazing how what was a positive review would shake up people in New York. Anthony Bourdain apparently invited her to dine at his restaurant in New York City.
He defended her.
He did. Yeah. He did. And I think the New York Times food critic defended her as well.
Yeah. Good.
Which was nice to see.
Yeah.
Well, I hope nothing like
Steve
that ever happens
to you. Both students
of
her, actually. So,
so we'll be looking forward to seeing you on the Today Show.
That's right.
292-8513. One of the restaurants on your list, Steve, and we talked about this a little bit, but I think it's really interesting that Dragonfly is evolving, something of a metamorphosis for this Dragonfly, and it's become a restaurant called Till.
Till?
T-I-L-L.
And it's just open. I haven't been there. And the
opened
the,
in, what, late January or late February?
And the key change is that Dragonfly was considered by most to be the most popular vegetarian vegan restaurant in Columbus over the years. It was in John Christensen's top 10 forever. And the owner, Magdiel, was decided that he would broaden things, and so they do now have meats. Obviously, they're very important. So, to his credit, he's taking the same incredible attention to detail that he played to the vegetarian and vegan and adding meat.
Yeah.
And it's apparently there's quite a burger, a local burger.
It's probably sacrilege to some of his old fans, but I'm glad he's doing it. Yeah.
So know, has this disappointed the vegan community?
I haven't heard anybody complaining.
Yeah. Well, there was some. I think it was something on NPR last week where they were talking about the number of people who claim to be vegetarians and really eat meat fairly frequently.
What are you lying to yourself?
At home. Yeah. Home.
Yeah, it was on that Saturday afternoon show on, while I was working in the yard, and it was like 80% of the people who claim to be vegetarians have meat once a week. It was unbelievable. And because they don't consider something like chicken as a meat.
Or fish.
Yeah. Well, now actually my daughter, who eschews red meat, will have chicken.
Fish?
Yes, she will eat fish.
Yeah.
So I guess, if she's a representative of this group, I don't know.
I guess, it's the group that if it has a face, you don't eat it. Well, chickens sort of have a face, and I think some fish do, too.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Face.
Yeah.
292-8513, if you'd like to join the conversation. We have had a request from so far six people who I think misunderstood the nature of the call. Our caller earlier, Katie, was talking about how Bono used to be in Kilburn. It's no longer there. It's now at the corner of Chesapeake and Chambers inside a little takeout store. And
off of Northwest Boulevard, for those who
yes.
Just north of King Avenue, just off Northwest Boulevard by the Kroger.
And there is a Kroger gas station now on the corner there as well. But the restaurant itself is no longer in Kilburn.
Right.
So if you're up there.
Up there, you may have to go to the pizza place that we just talked about, Brooklyn Pizza and Powell, if you're craving an interesting pizza experience.
Well, and there might be something in Galena or in Westerville that would fill the bill as well. 292-8513. Stacy is joining us from Chillicothe. Hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I live in Chillicothe, and I'm every business day in Columbus, and so I have a request. Is there some place that's easy to park that I could get takeout that would still taste good after I drive home an hour to my husband in Chillicothe?
Well,
that's not Chinese.
So something.
You're not talking about pizza. You're talking about any takeaway.
Any takeout. Yeah.
Okay. Something that transports well.
Yeah, something not too exotic. I don't think we want Ethiopian food, for example. But
do you want to go to would you consider going to a grocery store that isn't a chain that has prepared foods?
Yes.
Weiland's on North North Indianola. They have, walk in the door, turn right, and they have probably 50 feet of prepared items that you simply take home and put in the microwave.
In the microwave.
And it's so, yeah.
Huffman's Market and Tremont Shopping Center also has a nice array of takeaway foods. That way, whatever you have, and certainly Chinese would not travel well. I think pizza, among the choices, pizza probably travels as well as anything.
Because you'll eat it hot, cold, or any other way.
Well, you can warm it gently in the oven.
Yeah.
Preferably not in the box. We set one on fire recently.
Yeah.
It's true.
So what were you thinking?
And how was the wine?
There's also that Commonwealth sandwich shop near campus.
Yeah.
I don't
sandwiches
know.
Sandwiches travel well.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would that?
Gourmet sandwiches would travel well.
That's just
where
south
is
of
Commonwealth. I'll have to look into that.
Is it Vincenzo's that does? Is that the name of the place on Sawmill in 161?
Yeah, it is. That's going to take her way out of her way if she's going to Chillicothe. I don't think you want to drive to Dublin.
Where do you work?
I'm on campus.
Oh, okay. You're on campus. Yeah, well, try Commonwealth.
Commonwealth is on High Street.
South of campus. It's next to the public library. You can park in their parking lot.
Well, it's next to a bar, too. I want to say it's the Village Idiot, but I don't know if that's right.
Okay, well, thank you for your ideas. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much.
292-8513.
Yeah.
And Doug is joining us, and he wants to talk about whole world broccoli burgers. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, if you're going to do vegetarian, you got Whole World, which is the oldest one in town, with broccoli burgers and all their good soups.
Okay, are you a vegetarian?
Not usually. I do like their soups and the burger occasionally.
This is in Clintonville.
Yes.
Yeah, it has been around for
an institution.
Yeah, 25 years at least.
I'm asking only because I wanted to use you as a scapegoat for our little poll here, whether or not you eat meat on occasion or not.
I never claimed to be vegetarian. I like a good steak.
Well, thank you so much for your recommendation. 292-8513. And Sandra's on the line. Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, yes. I'm with the Refectory Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And I guess someone had called in earlier. We are doing, and there was some interest, a fabulous Titanic Remembrance Dinner on April 14th, which will commemorate the 100-year anniversary of the Titanic.
I don't recall the call, but we are always recommending Kamal and the Refectory. So
fabulous.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call, 292-8513. We're talking about food and restaurants here in Columbus. If you'd like to join the conversation, 292-8513. Or you can email us at WOSU at all sides. We're going to take a quick break here. I'm sorry, Charlie, I'm late. Go ahead.
The Muppets movie is out on DVD. On the next Fresh Air, we hear from Jason Segel and Nicholas Stoller, who wrote the film. Segel also stars in it. Join us.
Fresh Air coming up in about 15 minutes here at 89.7 NPR News. Checking the weather, well, it's rather blah today. A high near 75 degrees, but a chance of isolated showers throughout the day, into tonight and through tomorrow. Tonight's low, about 58 degrees. Chances of rain will decrease overnight, but it will become cooler as well. The high on Saturday expected to be about 68 degrees. Still a chance of rain on Saturday night and a low near 52. Currently, we have 68 degrees at our studios here on the Ohio State University campus.
Support for 89.7 comes from the Physicians Free Clinic and Voluntary Care Network, providing charity medical care for Central Ohio's uninsured patients. More about joining the Columbus Medical Association Foundation and supporting the clinic is at goodhealthcolumbus.org.
Coming up on WOSU-TV tonight at 9 o'clock, watch a group of researchers as they investigate music's fundamental physical structure, its biological, emotional, and psychological impact, and its brain-altering and healing powers. It's a fascinating documentary on the science of music. Watch The Music Instinct, Science and Song, tonight, beginning at 9 o'clock on our sister station, WOSU-TV.
Good morning. I'm Marilyn Smith. We're talking about food and restaurants here in Columbus with Rich Terapak and Steve Stover, who contributes to Edible Columbus magazine, which is a wonderful publication. And you were just saying that you don't get out much.
don't get out much. I think everybody who's listened to the show knows we're Bexley folks and East Siders. And so we sort of avoid, other than going to the refectory, getting up on Bethel Road. So I was going to ask Steve, because he and Mary, I know, did a drive-by at about 5 miles an hour to capture every restaurant.
Oh, that must have made everyone happy.
In the left lane with the ticker on.
to document every restaurant on Bethel.
Richard, I were talking about a month ago the fact that John Christensen's been doing so many reviews of ethnic restaurants on Bethel Road, and we said it's just because he lives in Morrow County. He didn't want to drive too far. But Mary and
gas
I was
getting
there.
Expensive,
and, you know. And we did a little drive-by, as Rich said. And who'd have thunk that Bethel Road would be the hotbed for international and ethnic food restaurants and markets? And we drove the length of Bethel Road one day. We stopped at the Buckeye Pho, which was really good. It was in Columbus Monthly, and John may have done it. But just generally, and if you want to talk about specifics, we found 3 Korean restaurants, 3 Vietnamese restaurants, and you just don't find that many Vietnamese restaurants, although it's probably another boomlet, Rich. a bunch of Mexican, including Los Guachos, the truck spinoff, and La Casita. A couple of Chinese, including Dim Sum, Imperial Garden, and Sun Tong Luck, which is a well-known dim sum place. Several Pan-Asian, including Lily's Asian Kitchen, which John recently reviewed. French, the Refectory, of course, which is, notice that most of this is Asian. A Middle Eastern restaurant, including Shish Kebab. 3 to 4 Indian places, plus a Chinese market, an Indian market, and Mexican market, the Las Michoacana, which is a sawmill in Bethel, which is a full grocery store with house-made chorizo and all the wonderful cheeses and stuff like that. So,
well, do you think it's because rents are low in some of these little strip malls?
Well, there is a Hispanic community in the sawmill area that has grown up. I don't know. It could be the rents, and it is just one long strip of, and then of course to add to that all of the every chain restaurant you could possibly imagine. Japanese, including the AOI Sushi Bar, which has received a lot of notice. Who'd have thunk?
Yeah, well, it kind of supports the theory that it's kind of a critical mass. You get a group of restaurants, kind of, you know, it's sort of like what happened after Spaggio's opened in Grandview, and things have taken off. And now it's a destination. If you drive by one place and it's too crowded, you move on to the next one. If you have 3 Vietnamese places to choose from.
Yeah, I love trying them. You know, there's Bamboo Cafe and the Buckeye Pho, several of the ones that were mentioned in the Columbus Monthly as top new restaurants. But what a fun thing. We could do a progressive dinner or grazing all along Bethel Road.
Well, you know what else is up there? And I just thought of it vis-a-vis our pizza conversation. Maroon's is in Bethel Center.
Right. Uh-huh.
And they make it's a potato pizza, cheese and potato.
Hmm.
It's really out of this world. Great place to go.
When you're carbo loading.
Yes, when you're running in the Olympics the next day.
Well, you can pick up some wings from the wing place right down the center, too.
292-8513, and Linda is joining us, who has another pizza recommendation. Hi. Linda?
Yes. If you like Bono's Pizza, there is an offshoot of Bono's Pizza that was in downtown Delaware called Amato's. Peggy and Bill owned that before they moved out, and actually
these people are gypsies.
They went to Chicago, and my son from Delaware ran into them in Chicago in a pizza house that they were running. So they've been a lot of places, but Amato's is a wonderful pizza place on the corner of Sandusky Street and William Street. There's also Jelly Belly's. All of these are independent restaurants. These people are contributors to the community, and we also have a community market where you can pick up your lunch. And if on your way down from Morrow County, you don't feel like making the trip to Columbus, Delaware downtown is a great place to stop. The community market has a lot of organic food, a lot of gluten-free food. 5% of what is sold there, 5% stays at the community market, and 20% goes to the nonprofit of your choice. So if you're looking to make a difference and go to these independent entrepreneurs, coming to downtown Delaware where we have no chains except a couple of small ones is a way to do that.
It's, where is the market?
The market is on William Street, just east of downtown.
East of downtown. Is that
right?
Okay. Is that where the Strand is? Is that Williams?
Yeah.
Or is that Winter?
I'm sorry?
The Strand is on Williams or Winter?
The Strand is on Winter Street.
Okay. But it's parallel to that.
And there's plenty of parking.
Yes, there's parking in front. It's right next to the liquor store, if you're interested in that.
Well, I've been to Amato's, and it had very good pizza, as a matter of fact, when I was doing reviews for the Delaware Gazette. But the other thing was interesting is that it was even smaller than Bono. There's one table, and I think it might be on the sidewalk.
They haven't been here in the last couple of weeks. They have a patio.
Oh, my.
They have enlarged the building next to it. That used to be Bianchi's Bar. Mm-hmm. Has been renovated, and they have seating for probably 60 or 70 people, and a patio.
Wonderful.
It's beautiful. It's worth the trip.
They must be doing well. Good for them.
Very well.
Well, thank you very much for your call, and we'll talk with Dennis next. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you doing today?
Good. You?
Very good.
Good.
I was calling regarding the gal who had called in looking for food that travels well in Babushka's Kitchen in Clintonville. Their food generally travels real well. I just want to say I'm biased as I own the restaurant.
We like full disclosure anyway. There's transparency here. That doesn't always happen.
Yeah, our food does travel very well. The roast pork, the stuffed cabbage, Best Stuffed Cabbage of 2011 by Columbus Monthly Magazine.
And you just joined Dine Originals, didn't you?
We did. We did in February.
And you won't go hungry at Babushka's.
No, the portions are large. So that's how Grandma Olga made it, so that's what we do.
Well, thanks very much for your call today, Dennis.
And there's lots of parking in the back and in the lot at Beach World Custom Jewelry, so there's ample parking.
Well, okay, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
292-8513, we have about 7 minutes left on All Sides Weekend. I'm Marilyn Smith. We're talking with food reviewers Rich Terapak and Steve Stover. And we have another Steve joining us this morning. Go ahead.
Hi, I'd like to put in a plug for Shades Restaurant, 900 Numbers East 5th Avenue. They have a sumptuous breakfast.
Is it related to the Shades in Canal Winchester?
Lancaster?
I think at one time it was.
Yeah.
But it opens at 5:30 in the morning, and you get in there, and they kind of like a Cheeburg place, you know, the ultimate diner.
Is it new?
Oh, no, it's been there 40 years. It's at 900 Numbers East 5th Avenue.
Okay.
And also, I haven't talked to the Grumpy Gourmet lately. I used to talk to him. Have you?
I have. He turned 90. He's moved out of his old haunts in German Village, and he's living near Kenny and Fishinger in that area, and he's absolutely has not lost a bit of his curmudgeonly grace.
I'm sure that age has only honed it.
he's still alive and kicking. He still calls me up and says, leaves me a message, says, this is your parole officer.
Are you going to take him out to lunch with you?
I would love to do that. I've lost his phone number. I talked to him right before I retired, but I would love to do that. We could do that.
Yeah, it'd be great. If you're listening, give us a call, Grump.
292-8513. Thanks for your call today, Steve. And we're going to move on here to Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are we doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
I'm calling about Spinelli's Deli in Victorian Village on Neal Avenue.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
They've got a wide range of a menu. They've got flatbread pizzas, salads, pasta, breakfast all day, breakfast sandwiches, platters, cold sandwiches, hot sandwiches, a little bit of everything.
Soups,
giant cookies. I mean, they cater, the food court. They're part of Dine Originals. And they're very family and neighborhood oriented.
Yeah, they are. They're good folks, and it's good product.
Yeah, the price is reasonable for what you're getting on everything.
And then they just closed the store down on Gay Street in lieu of a food truck, right?
Yes, they did. the one on Gay and High wasn't meeting expectations, so they went out and got a food cart that they take around and do all the events and go to companies and park out front for their lunch so they don't have to drive and go everywhere and everything. And open at 6 and they have fair prices.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for your call this morning, 292-8513. And Stella has been patiently waiting. Go ahead.
Hi. I was listening, and you talked about all the restaurants that are on Bethel Road.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Lavash. Apparently, I say it wrong. It's owned by a guy named Mo, and it has the best lentil soup in the city. It's outstanding. It is the only lentil soup that does not taste like dirt.
You mean Lashish, I believe.
Lashish, there you go.
It's in Olentangy Square. It's in the first block, on the north side of the road, on the first block as you're heading west on Olentangy. It's in the same thing with Bamboo Cafe, Minga Korean, La Casa de Pueblo Market, and other goodies. Banana leaf.
Yeah, I really like the Vietnamese restaurant, too, but I never go there because I love the lentil soup the most.
You can't pull yourself away from the lentil soup.
Really good, too. Yeah.
I do that, too.
Yeah.
And also, there's a does anybody know of a place that's in town that has a lot of fresh juice, freshly squeezed juice? Because I go, when I get vegetable soup, I go to Aladdin's in Grandview. That's the hands-down place to go for vegetable soup. And they do have juice, carrot juice and things like that. But there aren't that many places that I've found.
Well, Northstar.
Northstar does, sure. Particularly carrot juice. It's...
We'll make your eyes orange.
Yeah, no.
I do go to Northstar. I had their pizza there, which was very good. It was really fresh. It had almost tomato slices on it. Yeah. And I don't normally eat pizza. I thought it was delicious.
I'm wondering, too, if Lavash on the short in the Clintonville has some juices, too.
Oh, I don't know. Where is that?
It's it's north of Doddridge. Mm-hmm. And it's near where Toledo's used to be. It's on the. It's in a new build right up against the street.
I know, right.
Between Doddridge and East North Broadway on the west side of the street.
And stay off of Doddridge.
Nasser Latif.
Okay.
When are they going to open it?
I don't know. It's going to be a while. I think it's just about 8 months into the construction of the bridge there. So,
seems like 8 years.
292-8513. We have just about a minute left. And Marty has been waiting. Hi.
Hi. I live in the Morris Hamilton area, and we kind of rue the fact that we have no Indian restaurants on our side of town. We have to go to Polaris or Grandview, and we highly recommend Ab India. We just love it. We wish we had a branch over on our side of town.
Well, there is Udupi Cafe, which is a vegetarian Indian, and I think it's on 161. So put that, check that out. It's not too far from where you are.
We're not terribly vegetarian, though. So I have eaten.
You won't know the difference. Full flavors and everything else, and very healthy.
But we would love to have somebody come and open one on our side of town.
Well, we hope they're listening, and thank you so much for your call.
You're
welcome. We've been talking about food and restaurants here on All Sides Weekend. I'm Marilyn Smith. We've been talking with Steve Stover, who contributes to Edible Columbus, and our own Rich Terrapack, who does food reviews here at WOSU. This is WOSU 89.7, WOSU HD1 Columbus, streaming online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media. News from NPR is next. It's 12 o'clock.